Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3. And just before 8 o'clock, we get a visit from Patrick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, Kevin. What's up?
This and that. What's up with you?
I'm chilling.
Instead of an actual website this morning, we'd like to talk about a topic that is important to everyone who maintains a website. And this goes all the way down the line to even if you have a Facebook account.
Yes.
But when it comes to protection, oh, so important when it comes to going online.
Protection, protection, protection.
Yeah, I want to tell a story, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I have a Facebook friend of mine from high school. I started getting email messages from her.
To buy an iPod?
No, it was actually, it was about some sort of pharmaceutical deal.
Okay.
And there was nothing in the message of the email other than this link to this pharmacy website.
He or she got hacked on Facebook.
Exactly. And they got a hold of her entire address book.
Right.
And all these mass emails are going out from her email account. This is the type of protection that we're talking about this morning here.
And that person probably sold those email addresses to thousands of other bulk lists for a penny apiece. So they made a couple hundred dollars off hacking that Facebook account.
Protection's very, very important.
Well, we talked about it before. You know, if you have a computing system in your office, we've talked about making sure you have employee computing standards so that they're not doing or looking at things that are not within the interest of the company during company time.
Right.
And we've talked about gateway stuff like virus protection and not opening things in email that are suspicious and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to protect your website, too. There's liability involved in having any kind of forward social presentation of your business. You want to make sure the message is clear and that it's concise and it's correct and the data is not misleading. But you also have to protect it from threats from the outside and the inside. So, for example, if somebody hacked your web server and put up pictures of inappropriate things or, you know, said, "Kevin stinks," you know, that is really kind of not what you want your listener to see when they come to, you know,
Kevin, I hope not.
To KevinCollins.com.
Right.
Which we've yet to build, but it's in the works.
Yep.
It's really important to have integrity with your hosting service and to make sure that you are protected from those things.
Yep.
And it's something that we do at Montague Webworks, but I'll give you an example of a customer, just recent customer, had a company, small company. Had a nice website, was looking to redo it. Former employee had access to all the stuff, logins, passwords.
Uh-huh.
May have been disgruntled, don't know. Website's disappeared.
It's not there anymore.
It's gone.
Yeah.
That includes all the images, all the text, all the coupons, all the sale items, all the things that they had worked for years to generate.
Right.
And save.
And the address.
Obliterated.
Uh-huh.
The address was pointing to nowhere land. So that when you typed in the website address, it defaulted to nowhere land.
Oh.
So it makes it look like the company is gone.
Right, which is the last thing the company wants.
Especially when today nobody, I mean, there are people that do.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to those people. But most people don't use the phone book. I don't have one in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I think I used it for kindling last year with my wood stove.
Right.
You go to the web, you go to the address, KevinCollins.com, bang, oops, KevinCollins.com does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Instinct is, well, neither does Kevin Collins.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your business, that's a huge risk.
Sure.
So what we want to talk about with our customers, and we do, and we want to inform people of, is that when you have hosting, which is hosting is the place on a server that somebody maintains for you, where you save and keep all your functional web files that allow your website to show up on the internet.
That's what you guys do.
We do that.
Yep.
We have our own servers. And there's email. Email is also hosted
mm-hmm.
as part of that. We do that as well. But you need to be with a company that gives you a couple things. So the first is secure access. You need secure access. And once you create secure access, you need to keep that information private.
Right. So if I am the one business owner, you know, I control how to get into the website, that type of thing.
And if you share the information, see if you can create an alias or a sub-account of your master account.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can regulate the privileges of the sub-users who have access.
Right. You can tell someone, hey, this is your job. You can do all this.
Correct. Two, it's nice to have a face and a name to the company that's providing you with that service so that when you call someone, you know who you're getting and it's not somebody in Bangladesh who doesn't really know who Kevin Collins is.
That's funny. I was going to mention Bangladesh.
Yeah. So very important. And number three is something called security. And redundancy. Security could be as much as having a 24/7 tech support line if your website goes down, which we have. And redundancy is called, basically it's called making copies of your stuff. You know, once a day or once a week, the website company makes a copy of your stuff. That way, just in case it did blow up, which can happen, or somebody blew it up for you, which obviously can happen, there's a redundant copy so that it can be restored quickly and efficiently to get you back online. So those are things you want to look for, you want to ask for. And price-wise, you should be expecting to pay between $10 and $25 a month for that kind of a service, if you're getting those components, which I think are very important.
Patrick from Montague Webworks, we're talking about website protection this morning here at Bear Country 95.3. A reminder that Montague Webworks is a part of our Save 30% store online at the Bear website, bear953.com.